Well, hello everyone. It's another edition of, my contribution, I guess, to Audio Mo 2021. So, you know, I'm not always the most organised. I think I'm on Audio Mo day 3 now. And you know how this works. You basically do your audio and record it however you want, the way you want, and talk about whatever you like. Could be an interest, a hobby, or just something you're passionate about, something you want to say, get off your mind, whatever. Hashtag it with Audio Mo, AUDIOMO, and then post it on your favourite social media with that hashtag, and it should get picked up and spread far and wide. So I'm just trying a couple of configurations with a really excellent tool. It's been around for a long time, firstly in the form of Boss Jock, but now as Backpack Studio. Getting better and better and better every time, really. I mean, every iteration, really. You can live stream with it. You can do all kinds of things. And this isn't a paid promotion, by the way, but, you know, it's... in fact, I paid for it. It's a great app, though, and I think you should avail yourself of it if you want to do this kind of thing, so sort of semi-live. So I've got all my carts, they call them, and there's all kinds of things in the carts, and we'll be getting to that in a minute. We talk about podcasts almost every year, at least I do, when I do an Audio Mo. This is no exception. I'm going to fade this out for a second so we can get into it. But essentially, last year on Audio Mo 2020, we did a whole thing about podcasting and how to do one and different ways you could do that. And if there's a request to cover that again, I'm more than happy to. Over the last year, I've been embarking on a couple of projects where I've produced podcasts for other people. So a series of podcasts, and I'm going to pick up on that, the first one of those today, and then we'll pick up on the other one later on. That's still ongoing, and really, 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 you know, as this one is, as you'll find out, really cracking things to be involved in. And I feel very honoured and privileged to be part of other people's podcast advancement, I suppose. So this one is by a good friend of mine. I've known her for a long time, Steph Cutler. She has a podcast called The Aperture Podcast, aperture as in photography. And I think with these things, where possible, if the person can explain it themselves, then that's always a good idea. So this is part of the podcast, and it will give you an idea of what she does. You can find her podcast on YouTube, Spotify, in the main. She's on Anchor, which is part of Spotify now, isn't it? The Anchor podcast platform. excuse me. And this is what it sounds like.
Welcome to The Aperture, a podcast for curious minds and critical social thinkers, hosted by me, Steph Cutler. If you believe a better world is worth consideration, then you're in good company. Each episode, I chat with someone with views and/or experiences of a social issue, and at the end, I hand over to a creative contributor who has the final say. I'm joined on this episode by Daniela Poppy Thornton. I first met Daniela back in 2016 in a chicken shed in Wales, otherwise known as the Do Lectures. At the time, she'd recently released a report called Tackling Heropreneurship, which offers ideas for improving our collective response to tackling global challenges by rethinking how we fund and educate for social change. And this formed the basis of her Do Lecture. Daniela serves as a lecturer at the Yale School of Business, the Watson Institute, and the Syed Business School at Oxford University, where she was deputy director of the Scholes Centre for Social Entrepreneurship. Her work has a global reach. She created an education tool called the Impact Gaps Canvas, which is used widely across the world on accelerator programs and social impact education initiatives. And the competition she launched called Map the System is currently rolled out in 30 plus global institutions. You've got to stick around to hear our poem, which was written in response to my conversation with Daniela. It is brilliant. And we were blessed to be joined by our guest creative contributor, Chris Redmond. Chris is a musician, a performer, a producer and a poet, and he's a regular at music and literature festivals. His debut collection, Let the Pig Out, was published by Burning Eye. As a musician, Chris has featured on BBC Radio 1, 2, 4, XFM, CBeebies and Sky Arts. And as a musician, he has toured extensively with reprobate bands, his words, and worked in the more respectable world of theatre. Daniela joined me all the way from Denver, Colorado, to talk about her work in the social enterprise space. And I kicked off by asking her to define what she meant.
So there you go. There's a bit of an idea of what Steph is getting up to, or was getting up to, kind of last year and really towards the end of last year. And this really is the instrumental version of the music that I created for the poem, the spoken word poem that she referred to, that Steph referred to. And self-indulgent, I'm not going to lie. You know, this is one of my favourite podcasts because I got to produce music for a poem for someone that I have a great deal of admiration for. I really like Chris Redmond. And I like what Tong Fu is all about. If you get a chance, go and search Tong Fu and you'll hear some amazing spoken word artistry. Anyway, I, without any further ado, I'm going to play you this music that you're hearing now. And the link to yesterday's audio mo was that this will be on my album as well. And I wanted to call it Starlings because the poem is called Starlings. That Chris did. So anyway, this is probably it really for me. Let you hear the poem and enjoy the music as it swells around the words, and I will see you tomorrow on the next Audio Mo 2021.
Imagine a murmuration of starlings. 10,000 birds, folding and flowering, sky calligraphers bending evenings into pointless patterns of their impulse, speckle-winged flames churning the air. Now, imagine those starlings in competition, all attempting to outspin, outmaneuver each other, bent on accolade and achievement. The sky would be mud. They don't question the system that nurtures their flocking instincts. Perhaps they just know there is uplift when their wings beat synchronous. When we, the smart mammals, ground dwellers with bank accounts and ambitions, watch the starlings, we are wonder eyes, chests swell with awe breathing. Can we not learn? Must we exist as the antithesis to starlings? How we raise ourselves to believe success is a synonym for winning. Every child learns this over and over with each book, film, or song. The I becomes blind to the we, the us too defined by the them, until even the noblest of intentions can flounder into blame and bluster if the impulse is to be heroic. Let's take off our capes for a moment. And our shiny pants, put our weapons and our lead role ambitions down, and listen. A musician doesn't compete to outperform another. They learn from each other to fill the world with more music. Can success be synonymous with service? How can I win transform to how can I help? How do we want to fly? Like Superman? Trying to spin the earth backwards with his own stubborn will? Or like starlings, following each other's lead, lifting each other up?
Mm-hmm.